there's a little bit of unrest in the town about it. But I think, to be fair, it's a building that was a guest house many years ago. It became then just a family home after time. It's a large family home, and there was only one person living in it. So it was appropriate enough for to bring people into it. I think the difference is that if it's Ukrainian people that are coming in, the law seems to be different than international protection people. So the fire safety and stuff like that wouldn't be as hard on a premises that would be bringing in Ukrainian families. But when it's international protection people, it's a different law and it's a different regime. So therefore, everything has to be adhered to with regard to the said fire safety or planning regulations and all of that. So the rules that would have applied for Ukrainians are not the same as the rules that would be applied for international protection. Now, as far as I know, the owner wanted to bring in Ukrainian people but just didn't get them at this stage. And I think, to be fair, a lot of people are very tired and you know, they're thinking, gosh, you know, we have a lot of people in this region. Donegal has an awful lot of people coming in. And people are starting to get upset and feel insecure and not knowing who's who anymore. So, you know, there are issues and you cannot blame communities for being, you know, worried about what's happening. So, you know, until these fears are sorted out and, you know, we need to work with people and to talk it through and see what the best solution is for everybody concerned.
And then just on like a kind of a secondary thought, that it appears a bit strange that how there can be two different kind of safety regulations for people from two different areas, even when, you know, at the base level is the same thing, where you're just looking for safety. Isn't that a bit strange, would you say?
It is. It's very strange and not right at all. But I think it was because of the Ukrainian war, things were rushed through really, really quickly. So I think that's why there was an awful lot of premises that really are not suitable, that allowed people in, and they actually, to be frank and honest, a lot of people just got away with it. But now we're seeing changes, and we're seeing time that, look, you cannot get away with what you got away with before. I mean, I've had experience and been told about people staying in accommodation that was totally and utterly inadequate, you know, in certain parts of the county.